What we do know is that there are steps we can take to make Americans safer.
The mass killing in San Bernardino reopening a debate over a loophole in U.S. gun laws that allows terror suspects to buy weapons.
We have a no-fly list, but those same people who we don't allow to fly could go into a store right now in the United States and buy a firearm.
Much is still unknown about this horrific shooting, but the shooting comes one day after Republicans in Congress blocked an attempt to close that loophole in federal law. The bill, sponsored by Republican Congressman Peter King, would bar gun sales to those on government watch lists. Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein has pushed a similar bill in the Senate. Federally licensed gun dealers are forbidden to sell firearms to anyone with a felony record or a serious mental illness. But being on the terror watch list wouldn't keep you from buying an assault rifle under current law. The National Rifle Association opposing the change, saying it would trample the Constitution. But according to a government report this year, more than 2,000 suspects on the FBI's terror watch list bought weapons in the United States over the past 11 years. In the wake of the Paris attacks, new House Speaker Paul Ryan saying he wants to reassess U.S. security policies. But after this California incident, he and other Republicans could be under increased pressure to say why they think closing this terror watch list loophole is a bad idea.